Well, our first speaker, we get to hear from the great one, Abel Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Please be seated. We do have a lot to cover, and if you do have your books of Yahweh, remember your strength and power comes from knowing this book of Yahweh. My beloved brethren, here at the great house of Yahweh at Abilene and spread throughout the earth, it is truly a great privilege and a high honor to proclaim the glory of Yahweh and the majesty of Yahweh in the great house of Yahweh. Pastor said these words in one of his sermons. We've been covering the reverence of Yahweh the last 21 sermons for the last 21 Sabbaths. And prior to that, we covered going on to perfection, 46 sermons of going on to perfection. Yahweh willing, we'll be covering some of those sermons that was brought out. By the way, that 46 sermons was covered over a 3.5 year period, over 1,260 days. When those series of sermons was brought in the great house of Yahweh. And this afternoon on the workshops, we'll be finishing up, putting the finishing touch on the reverence of Yahweh. The worship of Yahweh is the reverence of Yahweh. The reverence of Yahweh is the love of Yahweh. The reverence of Yahweh is what I do want to focus on here on the great house of Yahweh among all the called out ones of the house of Yahweh. But please, brethren, the title of this sermon, it comes from the reverence of Yahweh. I really appreciate everything that our beloved overseer, the mighty and faithful priest of Yahweh, the great patriarch, here in these last days, the great Kohan Yeshua Hawkins, he's the father of the multitude of nations. He's the messenger of the nations who is ordained, appointed, set apart to bring forth everlasting righteousness, everlasting peace here in these last days. But I do want to draw your attention to this pastor brought this out. The house of Yahweh is the greatest treasure that we have on earth. That's the title of the sermon. The house of Yahweh is the greatest treasure. And, you know, it's very commendable, my beloved brothers and sisters. Many of you have traveled hundreds, thousands of miles to come to the pillar and ground of Yahweh's truth, to learn, to be trained, to be educated in the ways of righteousness. But the house of Yahweh truly is the greatest treasure that we have on earth. And each and every one of us, you have searched, you have longed for this salvation of Yahweh that is being brought to you from the great house of Yahweh. If you have your books of Yahweh, turn over to the book of Yaakov, because this is a key ingredient concerning submission to Yahweh's laws of righteousness. The book of Yaakov, chapter 4. I want to emphasize the importance about submitting ourselves in complete obedience to the righteousness of Yahweh's laws. Remember, each and every one of us must develop this attitude of obedience, a willingness to serve, to urge one another on towards love and righteous works. But notice here in Yaakov chapter 4 and verse 6, we'll read verse 6, starting from verse 6. So much greater is the mercy he gives. That is why he says, Yahweh resists the proud. Yahweh resists the proud. It's impossible to work side by side with one who refuses to listen attentively to the voice of Yahweh's servant Malach here in these last days. But Yahweh wants each and every one of us to repent, to turn from our wickedness, our sins, overcome sin, and to convert to Yahweh's laws of righteousness. This is the mannerism, the conduct that we must thoroughly strive earnestly in the house of Yahweh. But Yahweh resists the proud. You know, the longer a person goes without repenting, the worse he becomes, the worse he will get. But gives mercy to the humble. You remember in Psalms 149, verse 4, Yahweh will beautify the meek, the humble, the submissive, the reachable servant of Yahweh who is reachable and teachable, so that Yahweh can teach you and train you in the reverence of Yahweh. But gives mercy to the humble. Notice in verse 7, pay close attention to the words of Yahweh, the words of the great apostle Yaakov. Therefore, submit yourselves to Yahweh. Submit yourselves to the righteousness of Yahweh's laws. Submit yourselves to the one whom Yahweh has appointed in these last days, who is offering you this everlasting peace and the salvation of Yahweh. You know, it's nothing wrong with submission, obedience to Yahweh's laws, because Yeshua learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Then being perfected, he became the causer of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. So again, we see here, therefore submit yourselves to Yahweh. And this is an attitude of each man, woman, and child, that when you come to the great house of Yahweh, that you would listen attentively, that you would give your undivided attention to the messenger of Yahweh that is bringing forth this everlasting message. Submit yourselves to Yahweh. Submit to wives. Submit to your husbands. Husbands, submit to the priest. The priest, submit to the one who has been appointed over this work. And that great priest who is over this work submits to Yeshua Messiah, and Yeshua submits himself to Yahweh himself. Don't forget our little children, the beautiful children. Children, listen to the authority. Obeying those in authority is a sign of moral strength. When we listen and follow instructions and not giving any type of nasty remarks to your teachers, who is there to teach you, to train you, and bring you up in the way of righteousness. But notice here, therefore submit yourselves to Yahweh. Submit yourselves to the pillar and ground of Yahweh's truth. Because rivers of water flows from the great house of Yahweh. Yahweh's right hand is filled with righteousness. Yeshua, the great righteous high priest and faithful judge, is the right hand of Yahweh's righteousness. But again, resist the adversary. Resist the adversary. Resist. Turn away from the rudiments of the world. Turn away from the wickedness of sin. Psalms 37:27, for your notes. Depart from evil, do righteousness, and live forever. Just plain and simple. The great prophets of Yahweh spoke. They cut to the chase. They continue to expound on the reverence of Yahweh. But resist the devil. Because Yahweh is presenting to you and I, to all the inhabitants of the earth, he presents two trees. The tree of life, which is the house of Yahweh. The complete plan of Yahweh is being offered to you. The tree of life and the tree of death. Satan has a multitude of messengers of war and death and destruction. She's very crafty, and she has done a successful job in deceiving mankind to resist the righteousness of Yahweh's laws. But to the called out ones of the house of Yahweh, all the saints of Yahweh, resist the devil, resist the adversary, resist the inclination of sin, and it will flee from you. Notice in verse 8, draw near to Yahweh. This is part of making the connection with Yahweh. Today is the 12th day of the seventh moon, and in a few days we'll begin the great Feast of Tabernacles. At sundown, the 14th day, beginning the 15th day, is the beginning or the first day of the great Feast of Tabernacles. So please, Yahweh is pleading with each and every one of us that when we come to the great house of Yahweh, have a willingness to learn, to grow, to overcome, to convert to Yahweh's laws of righteousness. But draw near to Yahweh. Draw near to the voice of Yahweh. Draw near to the righteousness of Yahweh's laws that is being offered to you here in these last days. And he will draw near to you. Yahweh will draw near to you, but you notice that it's dependent upon our willingness to draw near to Yahweh. You know, when the great prophet Malachi said where the calves will leap from the stalls, we should, with great anticipation, that we will be willing to run to the great house of Yahweh. We can't wait with great anticipation to come to the great house of Yahweh, to learn, to grow. Let Yahweh work with you and let his spirit grow in you. But draw near to Yahweh and he will draw near to you. This is how you will come to love Yahweh. The law commands us that when we appear before Yahweh, Yahweh will teach you. Yahweh will show his love to you. He will show his love to thousands. That word thousands is thousands upon thousands, to those who love me by keeping my laws. That's found in Exodus 20 verse 6. But Yahweh will show his love, his salvation, his mercy upon thousands who love my laws. So again, we see the wreckage of mankind, the brutality, the bloodshed, the wickedness taking place in the world. The reason why the religions of the world, the messengers of the religions of the world, their minds are unhealthy. Pastor been bringing these things out It's unhealthy. It's untrained and unprepared to bring forth everlasting righteousness. That's why the house of Yahweh was established. It was brought to light. It was commissioned by Yahweh to bring forth life, the power of life, the strength of life to the world. But again, you, brethren, you are the light. You are the light of the world, O house of Yahweh. The laws of Yahweh is the reflection of perfection, the very heartbeat of Yahweh himself. A man, a woman, a child of Yahweh, as you continue to grow, that's why the law says to teach, to train, to raise up our children in the righteousness of Yahweh's laws, to teach them when they sit in the house, when they walk on the road, when they lie down, and when they rise up. You will come to look upon Yahweh's laws as the apple of your eyes. It will be your uppermost desire that when you look upon Yahweh's word, you're looking at the reflection of perfection, the very heartbeat of Yahweh himself. The very existence of all life rests in the palms of Yahweh's right hand. We're extremely blessed, brethren, to be a part of this everlasting work, the everlasting house of Yahweh. But notice in verse 8, cleanse your hands. Cleanse your hands. If you shed innocent blood, it's time to cleanse your hands. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that the times of refreshing will come from the presence of Yahweh. But cleanse your hands. No longer lift up your hands, because Pastor mentioned very recently that I want to show you, men, people of Yahweh, that every man's hand will be against his brother. But cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. Purify your hearts. Make your appearance before Yahweh. Keeping your eternal appointments with Yahweh is the strength and joy to you. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. A double-minded man is really unstable in all of his ways. Because why? He needs the leadership, the guidance, the inspiration of Yahweh's priest teaching you Yahweh's laws of righteousness. Turn over to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11. Notice in verse 1, I just want to draw your attention concerning the works of Yahweh. You remember when Yahweh, hold your place there, go over to Yeremiah chapter 1. Yeremiah chapter 1 and verse 11 and 12. This is an area that we need to pay close attention to when Yahweh was inspiring the great prophet Yeremiah. He said, moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Yeremiah, came to me saying, Yeremiah, what do you see? And I answered, I see a branch from an almond tree. Remember the almond tree, Pastor said, it's an emblem of alertness, to be watching, to be a watcher of men, to be a watcher of the plan of Yahweh, to watch, to protect, to guard the food supply, the water supply, the everlasting message of Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me saying, Yeremiah, what do you see? And I answered, I see a branch. Notice the branch, this chosen branch, the branch from an almond tree. Then Yahweh said to me, notice in verse 12, you have seen well. You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. Yahweh is watching over this plan of action that comes forth from the great house of Yahweh to perform it. Turn over to Yeremiah 23:20. Yeremiah 23:20. Hold your place there in your Isaiah chapter 11. But in Yeremiah 23 and verse 20, our beloved overseer covered these key points here. But the judgments of Yahweh will not return. Notice here, or the plan of Yahweh will not return until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. Remember, the plan of Yahweh is the very thoughts of Yahweh's heart. So we see here, the judgments of Yahweh, the plan of Yahweh will not return until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, in the last days, you will understand it perfectly. Only the righteous, the great prophet Daniel mentioned, only the righteous will understand the complete plan of Yahweh. The house of Yahweh is that tree of life. The tree of life is being presented to you, the complete plan of Yahweh. from beginning to end. Notice in Isaiah chapter 11 and beginning with verse 1, there will come forth a rod out of the stem of Yishi, and a branch will grow out of its roots. So you can see an everlasting work of Yahweh will be established by the mouth of two witnesses, the witness Jacob and the witness Yisrael Hawkins. They will establish a beautiful work, and it will be raised above all congregations, so spiritually exalted above all the mountains upon the earth. And a branch will grow out of his roots. Notice that. The Spirit of Yahweh. Remember, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless without the operation of Yahweh's laws working or abiding within you. The Spirit of Yahweh will rest upon him. Notice that. This branch, the chosen branch. The Spirit of wisdom. Remember in Proverbs 2 verse 6. For it is Yahweh who gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. But the Spirit of wisdom, the precious wisdom of Yahweh, is being offered to you and I. And prayerfully, Yahweh willing that we will never reject it, saying that I don't need this message. This message is not for me. It's for someone else. Yahweh is pleading with you, the called out ones of the house of Yahweh, and those who are being called to the great house of Yahweh, to turn from your wickedness, to turn from your sins, and continue to reverence Yahweh. And understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the reverence of Yahweh. Notice that. Which will make him of quick understanding. Remember, great peace have those who love the laws of Yahweh, and nothing will offend them or cause them to walk away from Yahweh, to walk away from the pillar and ground of Yahweh's truth. Because when someone departs from the beautiful house of Yahweh, it really shows that you're selfish. You're selfish rather than turning away from sin. He will not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor will he reprove after the hearing of his ears. But notice here in verse 4 and 5, but with righteousness will he judge the poor. And that's the whole purpose of the house of Yahweh being established. As the young priest mentioned, that mankind is being made in the image and likeness of Yahweh himself. But he will judge. Righteousness will he judge. But with righteousness will he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek, humble of the earth. He will smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. In other words, he will bring forth the message, this last warning of this beautiful message to this dying world. And with the breath of his lips will he slay the wicked. Remember in Proverbs 10 verse 15, when the whirlwind has passed, when the unthinkable has passed, the wicked will have disappeared. But the righteous, speaking of the righteous, that's in Proverbs 10:25 for your notes. But the righteous has an everlasting foundation. The great house of Yahweh, brethren, is built upon the foundation of the apostles, prophets, and Yeshua Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone. Notice in verse 5, again, notice here, this is a key point I want to emphasize here. Righteousness will be the belt of his waist. You remember in Luke 12:35, let your belts be fastened around your waist and your lamps burning. That's what the words of the Savior mentioned. But righteousness will be the belt of his waist and faithfulness the belt of his loins. Faithfulness. Turn over to Psalms 37. Psalms 37. We'll cover concerning the faithfulness of Yahweh's. It's truly magnificent when you know, the great house of Yahweh is being extremely blessed. It's being blessed by Yahweh. It's being protected by Yahweh's hands, and we're being protected by Yahweh himself within these gates, within these walls. But notice here in verse 3 and 4, notice here, trusting you, great Yahweh, Psalms 37, 3 and 4 for your notes, trusting you, great Yahweh, and doing righteousness, we shall dwell in your land, this land, and be fed on your faithfulness. So we see week after week, Sabbath after Sabbath, we continue to bring forth this glory of Yahweh, the righteousness of Yahweh, the faithfulness of Yahweh's plan to all the people of Yahweh. But notice, we shall dwell in your land and be fed on your faithfulness. Delight in great Yahweh. Trust only in him. Trust in Yahweh with all of your heart. And do not lean upon your own understanding. Do not inquire or do not seek counsel outside of the house of Yahweh. This is where people will stumble. They will get tripped up because they start looking other places for guidance and direction. We must guard against these things. Delight in great Yahweh, trust only in him, and he will bring to pass. He will bring to pass the desires of your heart. Turn over to the book of Habakkuk chapter 1. I believe it's found on page 710, Habakkuk chapter 1. Notice in verse 1, notice the inspiration that Yahweh enlightens this great prophet Habakkuk. The prophecy of doom, this is in reference, Pastor brought this out concerning the prophecy or the burden of Babylon. The prophecy of Babylon. This is the ideology, the teachings of this God worship that is taking place throughout the earth. That salvation, this Roman Empire is teaching that salvation comes by way of the cross or the doing away with Yahweh's laws. The prophecy of doom which Habakkuk the prophet saw. O Yahweh, how long will I call for help? Notice where this great prophet, he's calling for Yahweh's assistance and help. Step down to verse 4, and this is the problem. This is the root of the problem in today's world. Among the kings of the earth, among the kings of the east, among all the rulers of the earth. Therefore the law is neglected. The daily sacrifice, the daily reading, the daily teaching, the explanation or the transparency of Yahweh's laws is no longer taught to the people. So we see here that's the root of the problem. Therefore the law is neglected and justice never goes forth. For the wicked, remember an adversary surrounds the land to bring down the strength of the called out ones. So again, to remind you once again, O Yeremiah, what do you see? I see a branch from an almond tree. It's an emblem of alertness. Yahweh wants you to be alert, vigilant, watchful, circumspect. Every waking moment, every step of your life. Again, for the wicked surrounds the righteous, so justice is perverted. The justice of Yahweh is perverted. Notice in verse 5, look among the heathens. A heathen is one who is, he is a stranger to the covenant of Yahweh. One who is simply, remember what Yahshua said in Yochanan 7:49, the people who do not know the law are cursed. Sin is what causes sickness, disease, and the curses that will latch on to your body. But look among the heathen, look among the nations, who is without Yahweh's shield and buckler. And watch, wonder with astonishment, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe if it were told to you. So you see here a straightforward warning from the great prophet Habakkuk. To listen attentively to this warning. Because Yahweh will work a work in your days which you would not believe if it were told to you. Turn over to the book of Amosiah. We're just rehearsing the plan of Yahweh. So that everyone, in fact, it's the moral obligation, the responsibility of the great house of Yahweh to bring forth the message, this everlasting message to this dying world. So again, verse 6, Amosiah chapter 3 and verse 6. Will a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Will iniquity fostered by religious imposters? Religious imposters. 2 Timaiah 3 verse 10 for your notes. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Notice here. Will iniquity fostered by religious imposters be taken place and Yahweh not also have a righteous work there? Most assuredly, Father Yahweh will have no work other than the work that he has prophesied in advance by his servants, the prophets. Let's continue here in verse 8. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? So again, The warning from the house of Yahweh to all of the called out ones of the house of Yahweh. Get yourself ready. Get your families ready. Get your families ready, your children. Get them ready to listen, to learn, to grow in the laws of righteousness. Get yourself ready. Turn away from the wickedness of sin. Submit yourselves completely to the righteousness of Yahweh's laws. Don't allow even an ounce, a fraction of the neglect of Yahweh's laws to enter the confines of your home. That's the problem there, because wickedness dwells in the heart of mankind. Genesis 6 verse 5, and Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. Notice in verse 8 again, the lion has roared, who will not fear? Father Yahweh has spoken, but who can prophesy? Who can prophesy among the 7 billion people here upon the face of the earth? Who can prophesy? Who has been given the power to prophesy? The mighty and faithful priests of Yahweh, the great patriarch, the great priest of Yahweh, the great Kohen Yisrael Hawkins. You've got to put all the word of Yahweh here a little, there a little together. Revelation 10 verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh Moloch, when he will begin to sound, the great secrets of Yahweh would be finished as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Notice here, published in the palaces of Ashdod and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and behold the great turmoil, the destruction. Remember what the great prophet Isaiah said, the earth will reel to and fro like a drunkard. I don't know if you saw this here. Israeli leader, Iran needs red line. This is in all due respect to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, the message that comes forth from the great house of Yahweh is to beat down their swords, to beat down their weapons of mass destruction and put it down. If we can teach that to all of our forefathers there in the land in the Middle East and plead with them. Because war, remember what the peaceful solution teaches, war is a sign of failure. That's found on page 174 in the self-control unit. War is a sign of failure. Failure to practice self-control, failure to communicate respectfully, failure to resolve conflicts peacefully, failure to value human life. Here at the great house of Yahweh, we value every human individual. Every individual here, brethren, you're very precious. You're very precious to Yahweh. Consider that a privilege. It's a privilege to be called to the everlasting house of Yahweh, the everlasting work of Yahweh. For they do not know to do righteousness. All the kings of the earth. Remember, Satan, she has the whole world. She's got the whole world in her hands. She has deceived. Revelation 12 verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. She has thousands upon thousands of messengers of death, of destruction and of war, spreading her deception and war and hatred in the world. We'll finish off here. For they do not know to do righteousness, says Yahweh, they who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore, this is what Father Yahweh says, an adversary surrounding the land. So I say to all the called out ones of the house of Yahweh, remember the words of the great prophet Yeremiah. Yeremiah, O house of Yahweh, what do you see? You can say the same words with the great prophet Yeremiah. Say, I see a branch. When you see the branch, the chosen branch, he is Yahweh's gift to you, the gift of Yahweh that keeps on giving. I see a branch from an almond tree. It is an emblem of alertness. That's the whole purpose of the house of Yahweh being established, to alert you, to cause you to be watchful and alert so that you will not slip up. And if you do slip up, get yourself back right with Yahweh. Make the connection with Yahweh. Don't cut yourself off from Yahweh. Don't cut yourself off from Yahweh, because Yahweh, I want to read something real quickly and going on to perfection. I've got to read this on page 8. On the going on to perfection number 2, people who go out on their own without following the leadership that Yahweh has set in his house always go wrong. Always. Never are they led to the truth without Yahweh's established work. It can't be done. Yahweh said the reason that he put ministers in his house is to bring you to perfection. When you try to go aside from it, you can't come to perfection. That is the reason all of these things are being done, to bring Yahweh's people to perfection. Only those who become perfect in word and deed are going to be among the everlasting priesthood, who are going to rule forever and ever. Notice that we must strive earnestly, brethren, to be perfect in word and deed. Don't offend your brothers. And if you do offend your brothers, your sisters, or anyone within your reach, make the correction quickly and make yourself right with Yahweh. May Yahweh bless your understanding. Would everyone please stand? I have the privilege and honor to present to you my beloved brother, fellow priest, the great Kohan Zephaniah Hawkins.
Welcome, everyone. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Please be seated. I hope you all brought your canoes. No, we don't need an ark. I was worried about that this morning. I was wondering if maybe we missed something about an ark. But we're going to start a new series this morning, and it's going to be about the Masons, and it's going to present... It's really these people that are spoken of in Genesis 49. It's going to present the evil of this organization, which is just one of many organizations that's controlled by the Catholic Church. And it's presented as a series of questions about speculating as to whether or not they're this evil. And that's part of the reason they have to present it as questions is because the people that would prove it usually end up dead. And that's shown near the end where it shows a man hanging from a bridge who was Roberto Calvi. And it's actually a dramatization, but he's known as God's banker because he was the banker for the Pope in the Vatican. But this is the types of people that come against the house of Yahweh, these ones who organize themselves and use both violence and deception and trickery in order to, for their own personal gain. That's really all they get out of it, and then they get old and die. So let's play the video. Everyone, please stand. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins!
Shalom! Shalom, everyone! Praise Yahweh! Praise Yahweh! You may be seated. Yahweh, you hear that praise? That is wonderful. You know, may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The Masons, there's a lot that we want to show you throughout the feast. We was trying to figure out how we could get it all in. My experience was with the Masons to begin with. If you remember, my brother-in-law, who was a Free Will Baptist. Now that should tell you something when you think of Freemasonry. They're freedom from the law, but they're also free from persecution, or that's what it's supposed to be. Now, there's enough opposition in the United States, of course, to change that situation, and it is being changed in the municipal system somewhat, because all the judges are not Masons, all lawyers are not Masons. I think probably the biggest part of them are, but. The Masons, if you want to write this down, I know you remember King Herod. Now, I can't bring you all the history in one day, but King Herod actually destroyed Solomon's temple, and he built his own. And, of course, if you remember the objections from the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes, they objected to what he was doing, so he shut the thing down for a while. He trained the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes in Freemasonry. Herod, King Herod. a Jew, if you want to call him that. He was a Hebrew. He was also owner of the Roman army. In fact, the Masons is what he used to legally go after anyone who would disagree with him. He would find them, arrest them, bring them to court. That is, the Masons, who were lawyers in the system, he'd use these lawyers to bring them legally according to the system that was set up, the municipal system that was set up in Jerusalem at that time. But the temple that he destroyed, that is, not him, but his grandsons destroyed, was Herod's temple. It wasn't Solomon's temple, it was Herod's temple, the last one that was destroyed. But he moved the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes, not he himself, but the Herodians. This was a religion that he created that was almost silent to the public. It was a secret society to the public, but that's with that he got the work done. Well, of course, we're in the last days, and Satan is sending the Masons after us now, after all else failed, to get rid of the house of Yahweh. Then he sends the Masons after us, which are trying to bring forth false witnesses at this time, which has been going on for quite some time. But they're trying to bring forth false witnesses to come against Yahweh's house. Now, don't get scared. Don't let fear overtake you. Praise Yahweh. Yahshua, our high priest, he has this whole thing planned out perfectly to save this work. In fact, he's going to bring forth this work over all the Masons and judges and juries and everything else in the world. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but in the Ahmadinejad's several sermons that he gave to the UN, if you want to call them that, he says, Israel is coming. Now, Israel, he says, will bring peace. Now, he pronounces this in the Arab language, but the word there in the Talmud, of course, it means Israel, he who rules as Yahweh. And that's what the same thing means, right, in the Talmud. We brought that out. It's in the prophetic words or book of Israel, I know. But he's suddenly started pushing this. He said, there's a man coming that's going to bring peace to the nations. And then this last time, he got more adamant about it and said, Israel is coming! Israel is coming! Now, I don't know how much more he knows, whether he knows whether he meant Yahweh is bringing forth this work, bringing up this work. That's what he said about Moshe and said about this work in the last day, who brought up, which means, he planned and created and for certain people, called certain people and planned this work, and this work is going to succeed above all other works on the face of the earth. No matter how bad it gets looking, We are the ones that's going to succeed, and we will be changing this world. Yes, all nations. We're going to bring peace to all nations in the world and then in the universe too. It's our job as the last day's witness in the house of Yahweh, which we're in unity on this. We're in unity, right? Or we wouldn't be here, right? So, it's our job to witness what the Nimrod rebellious system, which is made up of Masons. My brother-in-law says, I want you to join the Masons. He said, he was a member. And I said, Major, I don't believe I could join the Masons because they say that you have an immortal soul and you've got to agree with them. No, he says, it has nothing to do with religion. I said, well, okay, bring me an application and I'll look at it. The very first thing at the very top, it said, you had to agree and sign this that you believed in the immortal soul. I said, if it's immortal, how can it die? Well, it doesn't die, but the scripture says, fear not man, but fear the one who can destroy both man, body, and soul in fire, in the hell fire. Now, destroy? What does that mean but die? I said, the dead know nothing. I gave him that scripture. Is this kingdom made up of people who know nothing? Well, this is your little balls of gas that go out floating through the air, I guess, the gassy gods. Anyway, the system, which has grown stronger, it hasn't stopped since Nimrod. It hasn't stopped today. Yahweh says, I won't withhold anything from them. Well, what they did was they took the rebellion from the Cush's Nimrod system, which means he rebelled, and they started creating a police force. And, of course, this was designed to get rid of the prophet's writings, the Yahweh's righteousness, and to train them to work. You can't train a man whose mind is set on serving Yahweh. Money means nothing to them. All they care about is training for the kingdom. And of course, these big jobs that they offered them with high pay, it meant nothing to them. So Nimrod had to get, the Nimrod system had to get rid of these people, and they had to stop them from being trained in the laws of Yahweh. They had to stop the laws of Yahweh from going out. Now, you're going to see a lot of this at during the feast. We've got the history. We've got it in documented. It's on film where we can show it so much a day to show you how that the masonries, the Freemasonry, actually fought against the scriptures, anyone owning a scripture. They killed billions of people, history said, down through the years. They say that this started, Mason started in 43 A.D. That's about 27 years before the temple was destroyed. This is not true. It started long before that. And in fact, it was in B.C., and it started actually with the Nimrod system and its police force. Remember, he was a tyrant. He created this system and created a police force and lawyers and court systems where he could bring people into trial, sentence them, put them on probation, make them serve so many hours in the community service to try to change them over. And, of course, all of this was created back then. It's just become stronger in these last days. And, of course, now when this big push is to keep Yahweh's plan or kingdom from being fulfilled, you know, Satan is going to go to all means
to try to stop this work. But this work will grow stronger every day. It'll keep growing stronger and stronger. Yes, praise Yahweh. It's growing stronger and more cruel, as you've noticed, more cruel. I noticed the Gallup poll that was saying that the majority of the people now actually agree with torture. This was something that, you know, they fought against years ago. In fact, I can remember one president said that it would be better for every criminal to go free than for one falsely accused to suffer. Now, that was the attitude back when I was a child and voiced by the president. I don't know if he was a Mason. He might have been. But it's becoming more destructive also, the system is, than ever before. And our job, brethren, as Yahweh says, is to witness against this rebellious system and what it brings, what it is bringing on the firmament, the sea, the earth, and the people upon the earth. And soon, almost total destruction, because, as Isaiah said, because they have changed the ordinance. Let's turn there and read that and get it in your mind. These lawyers that did this legal work, they had to pass laws, as Daniel said, and then they had to bring, the lawyers had to put it in motion, put the police department to going out and arresting people that they had tricked or found false accusers. False accusers, they could find two false accusers to accuse these people. They could go out and arrest them. They could put them on trial in their municipal system. The court would find them guilty and determine the judgment, which could be as vicious as death. But here in Isaiah 24, he says, he shows the earth being almost totally wasted. The people in verse 2, it's going to be upon the people as well as the priest, the false priest, not priest of Yahweh, but the priest of this world, as with the servants and maids, all the ones that work for this Nimrod system, this system that trains you to work for corporations, and they won't let the oppressed go free, as is said in Isaiah 14. Satan won't let them go free. If they start getting ahead and getting too much money in the bank, they can find someone who will sue them, take their money away from them. If they got enough money to start a corporation of their own, then they will sue the corporation. And they put a lot of businesses to death right there. If they got rid of the lawyers, that increased the corporations and the job market throughout the world by 90%. People give up. They quit. They settle out of court because they're harassed by Masons, masonry system, the Nimrod system. This is going on constantly throughout the United States, but throughout the world too. If they don't want a certain man in office, if a certain man is running for a political office and they know his stand and he's against what they're doing, they won't let him in. They will find someone who will say, well, he molested my child. On those grounds, they can arrest that man, yes, and, of course, destroy his credibility among the people. Now, this has been done right in front of your eyes. I know everyone knows about this. It's on the news almost daily. And that man who would have won the presidency was taken away. No one would vote for him because they know how to ruin your name. This is what they have tried to do with the house of Yahweh. But you just keep on hanging on. Just keep on hanging around. They won't give up until, of course, they destroy themselves. But he says the land is utterly emptied, verse 3, utterly plundered. The earth in verse 1, that actually means universe mourns and fades away. The world also mourns and fades away. And the haughty people of the earth languish. The earth also is defiled under its inhabitants or by its inhabitants because they've transgressed the laws of Yahweh, changed the ordinance, and the world hates us, brethren, because we're bringing this out right now and exposing their sins. Exposing, they are the ones that's bringing this destruction, being led by Satan herself. Yes, they're led by Satan. They belong to Satan. The Satan is their teacher. That's what the scriptures show. They have changed the ordinances of Yahweh. They've broken the everlasting covenant. Because of this, everyone in radio and TV land, listen, read this for yourself. Isaiah 24:6. Because they've transgressed the laws of Yahweh, because of this, this curse has devoured the earth. All the curses you see, from diseases to war and next nuclear war, is taking place. Well, look on over now to Matthew 24, because this shows our job that Yahweh himself started. Yahshua is judge over this, as is shown in the Holy Scriptures. Our high priest and king working with guiding his house in these last days. But here in Matthew 24, verse 14, this message of the kingdom will be preached in all the world. Well, the churches say, oh yeah, I'm the one. We're teaching this. We got a million soul crusade going right now somewhere. And we're going to get that million souls. Well, there's 6-7 billion people in the earth, so they're reaching a billion souls, and someone else is reaching a million, and so they're covering the earth, but not with the laws of Yahweh. They're all teaching iniquity. All the religions on earth now is teaching iniquity, not the laws of Yahweh. And notice that iniquity, verse 11 says, many false prophets will arise and keep deceiving people over and over and over with their lies, saying the laws are done away with. That's what you see in verse 12. And this is the Savior speaking to you and saying they are doing away with Yahweh's laws. Iniquity. Because iniquity will abound, the love will grow cold. That's what you see taking place in the earth today. Love is cold. Cruelty is everywhere you look now. If you notice, let's go on. That's enough for that anyway. The Masons are assigned to stop Yahweh's work in these last days. Satan has assigned them for this. The Masons, lawyers, a lot of them are lawyers, a lot of them are presidents, as you saw in the film there just now. Many of them make president. They work to keep anyone out that's not a Mason. They actually commit murder, as you saw, and some of them even do it showing that they're the ones that did it. You saw the body hanging under the bridge, and they showed this was the Masons that did this. They arrested Yahshua, if you remember. They arrested Yahshua. The Masons arrested Yahshua. It started with the lawyers entrapping him and then getting the false witnesses against him, bringing all of this to the priest, yeah, who were ruling. The Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes were ruling Herod's temple at that time, to bring Yahshua to court so they could try him. They tried him. Yes, they found him guilty. They hated him worse than murderers. Remember that? They let a murderer go free, showing their hatred for your Savior. Now, the Yeshua, for all of those thinking that you're going to find the work of Yahweh in the last days, and it's going to be loved by the world, please read your scriptures. Read what the Savior said. The Savior said you're going to be hated by the world. You're going to be hated worse than Al Capone, and that's been proven. You're going to be hated worse than the murderer they set free while they said, let's get this innocent man. Let's murder him and let the murderer go free instead of this innocent man. That's exactly what they thought of your Savior. Was he loved? Was he loved by the world? Did you expect to see any uplifting remarks from the world about him? No. We don't want Yahweh in this organization, they said, in Abilene. We don't want Yahweh here at all. We hate Yahweh. We hate the system of Yahweh. They hate the witness of Yahweh. Yes, worse than Al Capone. That's the worst one they could find to compare us with. That's the work of Yahweh. And how we're hated in these last days. Worse than murderers. If you turn over to Yochanan, the trials and tribulations that the world brings upon Yahweh's house and trying to stop it, brought forth by lawyers, judges, preachers. In Yochanan, or John, if you have a King James Version, chapter 15, in verse 21, he says, but all these things they will do to you. He is, of course, speaking to his disciples. They're going to do to you, for they, or anyone who follows him, all who live righteously as Yahshua will suffer persecution, Yahweh said. Now, I challenge those who will listen to the propaganda, the evil, lying propaganda against the house of Yahweh. If you think that we're some kind of evil organization because we keep the laws of Yahweh, and you think, well, I would keep the laws of Yahweh and not be persecuted, I want to give you a challenge. Tell your next door neighbor, first look up the Sabbath day. Get the scriptures on the Sabbath day. Call us, we'll give them to you. So all you'll have to do is follow them. And then you tell your neighbor, I'm going to start keeping the seventh day Sabbath from now on. And look at the face, look at the hatred that will immediately come on their face, and they'll start questioning you about this. And then put a sign up in your front door, come celebrate the Sabbath with me, the seventh day Sabbath. And you will see the hatred that will arise right away for you. Now, I've told you, so take the challenge, try me. And you will see the hatred from the world immediately. Think of this, the house of Yahweh, the witness in these last days, the house of Yahweh and Yahweh's last days witness are taking this message to all the world. Praise Yahweh. And Yahweh says we're hated by all the world. That is the work of Yahweh. You want an organization that's loved? Go to the Catholic Church. They'll tell you all kinds of lies. You won't find salvation there. You won't find salvation in any Christian organization. You will find murderers that are exempt from the law. Yes, you'll find people who will falsify evidence, bring forth false witnesses, anything to get their way, to bring about their way. This was what Herod taught to the lawyers, taught the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes. The Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes, they got the law. Yahweh gave them the law. They didn't keep the law. They started adding to the law. And finally, just did totally away with it under the orders of King Herod, who wanted no more of it. And he told them he didn't. And history shows that. Well, of course, when he decided to destroy the temple, he already had his Herodians and his army built up in Rome and of course, in Babylon. And they were controlling most of the world, is controlling all of Jerusalem. And they were trying then to wipe out King, the apostle Shaul was one of them. He tells you this. He went out hunting these people to bring them to trial. To trial? You mean like a court? Yes. That's the Nimrod system. Bring them to trial and ship them off, arrest them, ship them out to Babylon where they'd either submit or they would kill them. Now you're going to see this too, backed up in history with the films that we have for this feast. We're going to try 10 to 15 minutes a day of these. One is about an hour and a half long. Another one, well, is several of them. But notice he says, but in verse 21, but all these things they will do to you because of my name, for they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had their sins revealed, but now they have no cloak for their sins. Well, sin is the transgression of the law, 1 John 3:4. These people weren't keeping the laws of Yahweh. They brought persecution against anyone who did keep the laws of Yahweh. They don't keep the laws of Yahweh today, and they're still bringing persecution against anyone who does and teaches it. He who hates me also hates my Father. That included the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes. All of them. Look at verse 35. Oh, this is Matithya. Matithya 22. 22 and verse 35. He says, and one of them, a lawyer, you could put Mason there in that spot if you wanted to, because that's probably what he was, a lawyer. They put an expert in the law of Yahweh, asked him a question to test. The word there should be trap him. Saying, teacher, what shall we do? What is the greatest commandment in the law? And Yahshua said unto him, you must love Yahweh. Well, this was blasphemy. And right there they had grounds to get him. You must love Yahweh. He didn't say love the Lord. He didn't worship dead rabbis. Yahshua did not. He was gathering evidence at that time against Yahshua, so they could arrest him. They had to have grounds to arrest him. This was blasphemy. You could not speak the name of Yahweh, they said. Speak the name of Yahweh no more. That was as early as Jeremiah. Don't prophesy to us anymore in that name. And then they changed the name, remember, took the name out and put Lord there. So you can speak in that. But Yahshua didn't take their advice. He used what was written by the prophets. You must love Yahweh your Father with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second, he went on to teach. The second is like it. You shall love your brother as yourself. Look back to verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, he silenced them? He put them to shame with his knowledge of the laws and the prophecy. He asked them questions that they couldn't answer in public, and they embarrassed themselves trying to compete with him. That's the reason they went to seeking false witnesses. Did you notice they stopped trying to challenge the house of Yahweh? There's no way they can compete in Scripture with the house of Yahweh. It's all here in black and white. You hypocrites, you Christians, you make white the sepulcher on the outside, you evil murderers, you scheme, you falsify evidence, you bring forth false witnesses, all of you are the same pot. The Nimrod pot. Well, Yeshua had silenced the Sadducees. So what did they do? They sent their lawyer. They came together, the Pharisees came together and sent their lawyer. And one of them, a lawyer, verse 35, tested him, or trying to trap him, asked him that question, trying to trap him. This goes on constantly, trying to trap people into saying, well, the house of Yahweh is doing this, or doing this, or doing this. And they do this to our members. And the members have to be very alert because the way they ask the question doesn't sound like what they actually asked or the answer they get. Look on over to Luke 10. Luke 10 and verse 25. Well, remember, Yeshua silenced them. No one would dare ask him a question anymore because he put them to shame. I remember in Israel when people were trying to ask tricky questions, and all I did was use the words of Yeshua to answer them. They didn't know that. They didn't even know the words of Yeshua. But I used the same words that they stopped trying to ask me questions. But in Luke 10 now, look at verse 25. Then behold, a certain lawyer, sent, of course, by the Pharisees, to trap Yeshua, expert in laws of Yahweh, stood up to test or to trap, asked, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Yeshua said, What is written in the law? What must I do? Yeshua said, What is written in the law? What plainer answer could you give than that? What is written in the law? You're a lawyer, tell me. You see that? Mark out those five last words, then look at it. What do I do to inherit eternal life? Well, what is written in the law? Lawyer? How do you read it? What's written there? He put them on the spot, see? So he answered, the lawyer answered. He knew what was written in the law. You must love Yahweh, your Father, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might and your brother as yourself. Then he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Christians, Christianity, Pope, all of you people that are filled with iniquity and pushing Yahweh's laws aside, read that. Do it and you will live. But you won't do it. You won't repent. You have the world. You have your little kingdom in your hands. You have the world in your fingertips, you think, in your hand, and you have it fully under control. But it's slowly slipping out. And of course, the world is so uncertain at this time that they can't even make business decisions. You see, I've got something on that, I do believe, if I brought it. Metal prices fall as unrest grips Greece and Spain and uncertainty. Uncertainty. They know something is coming, they just don't know what it is. Unrest in Syria. Rebels strike power center with car bombs. Well, of course, this right here is showing the unrest, but it's not just in this place. It's throughout the world. It's throughout here and in the United States, too. the unrest. Everything is so uncertain that investors are afraid to invest their money. They're also being pressures being put onto them in trying to force them to invest their money in spite of the uncertainty. Well, here we can see the entrapment that is taking place. They're setting Yeshua up so they can murder him. They want to stop the work of Yahweh. There is no love there. Let's turn back to Isaiah 53. There's no love at all right there for Yeshua. He was the Savior. How much more will it be for us peons in the last days, who are us donkeys who are doing the work of Yahweh? How much greater is this? And the frustration you can see with Satan right now. She's wanting so bad to stop the work of Yahweh, but she can't. So she's so frustrated, she's willing to wipe out the whole world, universe and all. She knows she's going to die. She don't care. She's willing to wipe out the total universe, and she thinks she can. And Yeshua said, if she can, then the laws of Yahweh will stop. Otherwise, if she's not able to wipe out the universe, then one yod or one tittle will in no wise pass from this law. It will engulf the universe and bring peace. Now think about this. This is a prophecy for all you who see the lying propaganda, trying to get false witnesses, trying to bring forth persecution against the house by any means they possibly can. The smartest of the smart, the masons, the top of the crop, top in murder, top in evil scheming. Yes, these were going on at this time and was prophesied at that time. They're stronger now than they were before because they got so many in the government. They run the governments, the governmental system. The very first attack that came against the house of Yahweh was set up by Mason lawyers in San Angelo. Yes, wasn't even here in Abilene. And one of the ladies that was a member of the house told us, called us and asked us, do you know of anything you've done that they could bring charges against you? I said, no, we don't break the laws of man. We live by every law. She said, well, have you taken any money from any people? I said, well, I would like to. I'd like to take their tithe and offerings, but that's coming in kind of skimpy. But I would be glad to. It's lawful. She said, well, there's something going on. She said, these lawyers, she's the one that made this, these masons. She said, he beat on me almost all night last night. She said, I'm black and blue. I'm swollen all over because they beat on me all night long. Now that is the masons, the three lawyers, the group of lawyers in San Angelo. I hope you're hearing me. I hope you're hearing me. No, I'm not afraid of you. The lawyers told her after they beat her almost all night, she said, they told her, you wait and see what we're going to do to that group next week. That's when they used the news media in Abilene to all three of the TV stations, plus the Abilene Reporter News, and they said, neighbors of the house of Yahweh, this was their headlines, and they kept repeating it every few minutes. Neighbors of the house of Yahweh members say they're dirty, nasty people who live with dogs and never let the dogs come out of the house. That comes forth from the free masonry, free from prosecution, free to do sin and be forgiven, by the Pope, of course. He has no power to forgive sin. You're going to burn in hell for relying upon him. You lawyers, yes. How can you escape the burning hell that is set for you? Well, of course, this was the love shown by the world to Yahweh's work. They hated us because we brought blacks in. You know, I don't know if they've changed it, but the original masonry would not allow blacks in their organization. Neither would they allow women. Let me tell you something else, you Freemasonry. They went one further. They called me a nigger. I tell you, I was so pleased. I was rejoicing about this, and I said, I'll bear this name clear into the kingdom. But I thought, is this the best you could do with this so-called brilliant mind? Is that the best you can come up with? And I'm supposed to yield to you? No way. Well, they did the same thing to Yahshua, of course. And they hated him. This was part of the scheming you saw. The prophecy said, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? For he will grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised. Yahshua is despised by the Masons, by the Catholic Church, by all Christianity. Now, let me tell you how I know you despise him. The Catholic Church took his name out of the Holy Scriptures, out of the writings of the apostles and prophets. They took his name out. They took the name Yahweh out. They admitted in the catechisms of the Catholic Church, they admit doing this, saying honoring their own fathers who said, don't speak that name. They said, don't speak that name. They said that to the prophets. Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted? The apostle said in Acts. That's Christianity. That's the Pope and all of his gatherings. That's the Mason. He is despised. They removed his name, put two false gods in its place, two false pharaohs from Egypt. And that's what they're worshiping, and that's what you worship when you pray to the name Jesus Christ. When you pray to Lord or God, you pray to the highest ranking rabbis who are dead. You worship the dead. You don't worship Yahweh, the Creator, or Yahshua, which means, his name means, Yahweh will save his people from their sins. That's what Satan hates about that name. And those who bear the name Yahweh, they must turn from all evil. Satan hates this because they won't follow sin with her and the gods. And you despise him along with Satan. Satan is your teacher. John, look at John, King James Version, 844, and you will see Satan is your teacher. They belong, you Masons, you belong to Satan. 1 Yochanan, 1 John 3, 7 and 8. Your teacher is Satan, the devil. You belong to her. That's the reason you hate me. You hate everybody in the world. You hate blacks. You hate whites. You hate green, purple, red. You hate them all. Your life is filled with total hatred. You're the Freemasonry that King Herod actually used to destroy Yahweh's work, his people, his scriptures, and for years and years you would not allow anyone to own a Bible. That's the crop, that's your roots that you come from. Repent or you're going to burn in hell. And that's my job to tell you that. He is praise Yahweh. He is despised and he is rejected. So, what do we do? Classify him a false prophet because the Masons are coming out, their lawyers are coming out and saying all kinds of evil things against your house? You're despising your Savior too if you follow these evil hypocrites, Pharisees, Christianity. Yes, you're following them. You're following Satan herself when you yield to their lying propaganda. I think I've said that plain enough. What you really need to do is repent. You need to call the house of Yahweh. You need to start finding your way here because this little world that you're in right now is collapsing and going to go downhill really rapidly from here on. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you!